Hi there, this is John Falala. Thank you for joining me on today's broadcast of Startup Nation World. We're in a very, very delicate season. Some call it a new order, but we're here to discuss borderlessness. Borderlessness. As much as COVID has brought about a new turn in the way we do live our lives, in the way we do business, in the way we anticipate pandemics and all of that. You know, it's like a wake-up call to improve our healthcare system. It's a wake-up call to ensure that every nation is prepared for a pandemic, whether it is a natural pandemic or a mutilated pandemic, you know. And these days, we're in an era whereby pandemics have now become another way of waging war across the world. Look at how many people died by virtue of probably, though it's they've not formally agreed or formally declared that it was from the Wuhan lab, but there's been so many investigative reports that state that it was probably a pandemic that started or erupted from the lab. As much as that is not as important, it's also to notice that China is becoming a much more powerful world power. Asia is becoming a kind of self-dependent continent. You know, they are partnering with each other to build formidable partnerships. You know, China is even building their own parallel military alliances, you know, building their own parallel economic alliances, building their own parallel mutually beneficial relationship with other nations. So as much as that is also allowed in a democratic setting, though they don't practice democracy in China, they practice communism. But as much as these things happen because every nation is working or improving on every nation is improving on what it is that they have today and doing a lot of research to be relevant in the future. So we are now in an era where innovation is king. So the most innovative nations get to be the most powerful nations. So for you to be a very powerful nation, you need to be very, very innovative. You know, as much as we are in a dispensation whereby you have social media, you have so many information at our fingers, education is now informal, largely informal. It's nothing you want to learn about that is not on the internet. There's nothing that you want to become that you can't see someone who is doing that on the internet. As much as we're in a global village, the amazing fact about this is even the US struck alliances with the UK and Australian government. We all know that the US NATO relationship is in good shape, you know, and you've seen the rise of Chinese, Russia, and some other Asian parties. Even South Africa struck an alliance deal with the Chinese, Russia, and so on. Across Africa, different countries have different alliances or formidable friendships, whether for business partnerships or for collective development. So, nations, that's the essence of United Nations, anyways. the nations of the world are supposed to have bilateral relationship, and some nations work on maintaining good relationship such that it facilitates trade and empowers both sides as a win-win business case. Even in the case whereby you are largely a country might be largely dependent on another country's bilateral agreement, but it takes a nation that comes to the table with a pure mind and open, a pure mind and clean hands, for you to be able to make most of such opportunities and amplify trade. What I've noticed is this: across the world, even with the AFCTA Act that has been passed, puts Africa at the forefront of borderless economy. You know, and I believe that the best is yet to come for Africa. I also believe that in the scheme of things, we're in an era whereby anybody can be anything from any corner of the world, as long as they have power supply, they have internet, and they have the needed funding to get things done. Anybody can create anything. Really, you can. With the advent of Coursera, you can have Harvard at your fingertips, MITx, so many online programs, you know. Yeah, some of them are paid for, you will have to pay for the certificate and all of that. So I need you to understand something that's very, very important. The world is becoming more and more universal. There's no longer hidden stories. Everything happening in every nation is becoming visible to every part of the world. So that is the challenges of a borderless world. A borderless world is an open world whereby everybody can assess what is going on across the 10 nations of the world. So what is important right now is the fact that every nation is preparing for post-COVID exploits. Everyone is, you know, gathering strength, making plans, fostering relationships to improve, you know, their contributions of value in the community of nations. That should be the narrative, especially for the developing nations. There's a lot of work to be done, and I really look forward to seeing what happens over the next decade. You know, how many levels of innovative solutions that will shape the world. We've seen the rise of AI, you know, ChatGPT and all of that. So it's an open world now. So let's play. So thank you so much for having me on today's episode. This has to be short, because I don't really want to talk too much on this topic. It's quite vast, and I like to keep things simple. So thank you so much for the listenership across 49 countries. It means a lot, and I would keep working on improving the content of what I share with you, things that are relevant, things that affect nations of the world, and things that shape the way we do things around governance, around businesses, and all of that. So cheers to a great weekend ahead. Bye for now.